Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chief Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. We thank God for you, 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 and you being there today, wherever you're calling from, wherever you're listening to us at this time. We want to let you know we appreciate it, and we thank you for being there, and especially love, going out to those that listen on a continual basis. We want you to know today that we love you. We really, really, really do love you. So call us today at 347-857-3925. Call us and tell us your testimony. Tell us what God has done for you. Also what you expect him to do this new year. We really want to know, all right? And we want to do what? Pray with you concerning the things that you're desiring of the Lord. So will you do that today? I pray that you do, okay? Right now we're going to have our own Sister Diane to pray over a few people, okay, before we start.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Father God, you're King of kings and Lords of lords. Father God, we come giving you honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord, Father. Father God, as we come before you, Lord, Father God, we ask, Lord, Father God, for forgiveness, Lord, Father God, of any sin, Lord, Father God, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, and in actions, Lord, Father. Father God, we come asking and knowing, Lord, Father God, that what we ask for, Lord, Father God, that is already done, Lord, Father. Father God, as I call these names, Lord Father God, upon the prayer list, Lord Father God, you know, Lord Father God, what they need, Lord Father God, and we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for just working it out for them, Lord Father God. Father God, having your way in their life right now, Lord Father, those that need healing in their bodies, Lord Father God, guidance, Lord Father God, Father God, salvation, Lord Father God, even court cases, Lord Father God. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for just working it out for them, Lord Father God. Those that have cancer, Lord Father God, in their bodies right now, Lord Father God. Father God, dealing, Lord Father God, with dialysis right now, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to have your way and continue, Lord Father God, to strengthen them, Lord Father God, as I call these names, Lord Father God. Father God, we hold to you, Lord Father God, Vianne, Lord Father, Marie Rhines, Isaiah Williams, Lord, Johnny Whitted, Lord, Father God, continue, Lord Father God, to touch his body right now, Lord Father. Rudy Mae Smith, Lord Father God, Dylan Bryson, the Julius family, Jennifer Olivier, Lord, Victor Santos, Lord, Marion Christian, Diane Antonio, Teresa Disher, Prophet Roger Hunt, Deacon Whitted, Lord, Cheryl White, Tia, Ashley, Nikema, Stephen, Lord, touch them right now, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, Ida Stevens, Jazzery, Dorothy Tress, Cleve Minor, Zoe Rose, Raymond Jr., Lord Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for working it out, Lord Father God, for them, Lord Father God, and their families, Lord Father God. Oh, Father God, we know, Lord Father God, that nothing, Lord Father God, is too hard for you, Lord Father. Father God, we pray also, Lord Father God, for this nation, Lord Father God. We're praying right now, Lord Father God, even for this broadcast right now, Lord Father. Covenant right now, Lord Father God, under the blood, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father God, that we cancel every assignment, Lord Father, and every sending mechanism, Lord Father God, that was sent towards this broadcast, Lord Father God, or the woman of God right now. We render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we say, have your way, Lord Father, upon this broadcast, Lord Father. Father God, touch our listeners right now, Lord Father God. Father God, you know what they need, Lord Father. Give them that word, Lord Father God, that they're seeking for today, Lord Father. Give them peace, Lord Father God, in their homes, Lord Father. Father God, I hold to you, Lord Father God, my apostle, Lord Father. Father God, keep her covered under the blood right now, Lord Father God. Father God, I ask you, Lord Father God, to decrease her right now, Lord Father God, as you increase in her right now, Lord Father. And Father God, we give you all honor and glory and praise, Lord Father, as we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, if we didn't get called your name, it's because you haven't called us. At 347-857-3925, give us a call, if you will, and let us know what you want us to pray for. And we thank God for you, all right, listening. Now, we appreciate it. We want to pray for you. We want to call your name before the Lord, all right? Amen, amen. We're thanking you right now. All right, let's see. We're going to give you a little word here today. Bless God. Okay. Now, this is something for you to remember today. Fear falls before the fortress of faith. Fear falls before the fortress of faith. You fit? You got any fear? Let faith arise so that it can fall before you. Hallelujah. Well, we want to thank God for being here today. We want to thank God for those that are present. We must want to thank God for Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. We want to thank God for him today, sending word out to him right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank him. For his many put-ins and that he's put in, glory to God, you know, to others also that we are here. And we thank God for you for listening to him when he called. And we also thank God for Pastor Sharon. We thank God for her making it through her little ordeal. And we thank God for Sister Diane for being a great worker here, helping us out, and we thank God for little Nathan, the prophet Nathan. We thank God for you. Yes, we do. Hello, everybody. Hallelujah. You know God is so good. I can think about God and the many people, the people that, you know, helps out every now and then, help us out, you know. You know, there's a lot of haters out there. You know that, don't you? And if you're in ministry, you're going to have some haters. That's all there is to it. All right? Somebody going to be mad with you. They're going to, because they don't like what you say. And everybody perhaps from time to time have said something where somebody else don't like. You know, but that's life. That's reality of life. Do you understand? Stop getting all offended. Stop getting upset and crazy and acting like you lost your last mind. You know, all of that. You know, it doesn't make sense for you to allow these things to bother you when life is just like that. You cannot govern everything everybody say. You ain't going to like everything everybody say. You ain't going to like everything everybody do. No matter if they try to do it the way you want it, you still ain't going to like it if you don't like it. That's life, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So let's get on board here, you know, praise God, and let go and let God. That's what you do. Just let go and let God. That's what you do. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. You know, now, you know, today we just going to see what God going to bring before you. You know, I always have one thing in mind and God come up with something else. You know, you can prepare and write and prepare and write and still when it come down to it, God changed the whole thing. My God, my God. But nevertheless, here we are today. And we're just going to, let me see, we're going to start here in Jeremiah, I believe it is. We're going to start in the book of Jeremiah. I told you something about Jeremiah on the previous broadcast. But now we're going to go on again with something with Jeremiah. The first chapter of Jeremiah, and we're going to start at the 11th verse. 11th verse is what I'm going to start to read. And now I'm going to go to another verse after that. So you can follow if you want to. If not, just listen. Bless God. Thank you for your listening ear. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. The 12th verse, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. You hear what he say? I will hasten my word to perform it. Now you can take my thought right there with that one word, hasten my word. Okay, hasten my word. Now, of what we want to talk about today is something very sensible that you haven't even thought of that's occurring in the land today. And if you look, you will see that it is what it is. You see what I'm saying? But there is a spirit going around. It's all over the world. Now, you may not have thought of it. You might not have, you know, recognized the fact that it's happening. And it is a spirit of acceleration. Okay? A spirit of acceleration. Now, why did you say that? You're asking the question. Well, look at this. God has speeded up everything. One, he had already told you, except the days be short, no flesh will be saved. He told you that, didn't he? Well, it's happening whether you recognize it or not. I don't know what you're waiting for. So many people are waiting for it to happen the way they want it to happen, but you cannot govern how God wants to rule and cause things to happen in his world. Okay, we are here because he placed us here to do what? To be blessed in it and to magnify him in this land. But listen, what is you talking about? The spirit of acceleration. Everything has one been moved out of its place. Everything, you know, you hear people saying this shift is on, this shift is on. Yes, the shift is on, and it's on fast because accelerating is going past the speed that it was to go regularly. Some years back, it wasn't as fast as it is now. So things are moving at a speed that we cannot even comprehend, huh? And sometimes, you know, you say, my, where is it? Where is the day gone to? My, you know, I just laid my head down and it's time to get up. And I ain't even rested. I'm not at, you know, you wake up so fast you don't even think you got any rest, do you? And you're tired than you was when you went to bed. So therefore, that spirit of acceleration is occurring everywhere. Now, you should know that when people decided they wanted to have some instant everything people want. So you got instant coffee. So what? Why is it instant? Because you want it fast. Then you have the other cups. You have the other coffee with the Keurig coffee, right, where you can get a fresh cup faster. So just for you, you see. So everything has been set at a different speed than it was. And when you look at things, what's happening? They have made this stuff, all kind of chemicals to get into concrete to make it do what? Set faster. Isn't that right? Plaster, it sets faster. You see what I'm saying? Everything has some type of ingredient in it to do what? To move fast at a faster rate than ordinary. And here we have a people. They give them medicine, pills, say this is going to heal you faster. And you hear, then they got something else. Say if you use this, it grow your hair fast. So, see, we're living in a time where there is a spirit of acceleration is being out because they're not happy with how fast you hire a housekeeper. How fast can a housekeeper clean? Now they want to make a robot. They clean your house faster. You see that? And you don't have no lips to you about how much money they get, huh? See what I'm saying? So everything is operating on a spirit of speed. Do you get it? You see? And we are not watching what's going on because the world is coming to the end and God is allowing things to happen. You look today, every day, there's something new going on. The weather has changed into something else, destroying the buildings because Jesus said these buildings are going to come down and they're happening. Be it by weather, be it by whatever people doing to it to cause it to fall. They put it up shabby and it's falling down, you know, sinking in the ground. All these things are happening fast because Jesus is about to come. And if Jesus is about to come, I know you say we've been saying it and saying it for years and years. Well, it's here now, ain't it? It's about to happen because it's in, everything is in a hurry. Everybody is in a hurry. I used to live in New York, and I used to say, why people is always in a hurry? And I went there some years back soon visiting, and I went downtown, and you know, you figure by now people done slowed down. But I was walking down the street, and they were still walking fast, and I found myself doing the same thing, just in a hurry, where I'm going, okay? And I got so tired, so I told the girl I was with, I said, listen, I just can't make this pace here. I can't do it. I got to stop, lean on something, sit on the sidewalk, sit on somewhere. I said, because I am so tired. I cannot keep up with this pace here. I said, let's go find a restaurant and sit down, you know. And see, everything is fast. Everybody want to do things fast. It's even the preachers want to. They get saved today and tomorrow. They want to be the wonder. They want to be supernaturally fixed to preach the gospel and lay hands on the sick and all these things they want to do and see them recover just like that. And they just got saved. Do you understand what I'm saying? So everything is at a fast pace. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right? What you want to happen fast, you know. You want, well, I asked God for a husband today, and I want one tomorrow. You see, now that's pretty fast. You know, now that's pretty fast. Now, this is why, now I ain't got nothing wrong with Facebook. I don't have nothing wrong with Facebook. But folks are going on and talking about, well, I'm going on there, I'm going to find me a husband. I want one because ain't none came, and my church ain't got nothing but women in it. And, you know, we going through all these things, and then when we get him or her, what happened? We want to throw him back, you see. And you want the quick divorce, you see. You quickly got them. Now you want a quick divorce. You see how we do? Uh-huh. Now you tell me there ain't a spirit of acceleration. We want to get through everything fast. We want to be healed fast. I want to be healed today. Now it took you years to get sick, and now you want to be healed right away, and you don't have the faith that meets the criteria to be healed. You're not having faith in God. You're just trusting him. So you're going to go through other means to try to be healed right now. See, and all he asked for was right now faith. Faith, what you need? You need to trust him. And sometimes you have to go through a process to get healed. Mm-hmm. You don't want to hear that. But then he say, if I believe. Well, now, you saying it out your mouth, but your heart is far from it. You get it. Okay, you'll get it after a while. You see, and we want a quick movement. We want things to be activated right now. This is what we want to do, isn't it? Uh-huh. So that's why I said a spirit of acceleration is at work now. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. You know the airplanes, they take off and they go at certain speed, don't they? Mm-hmm. And then they accelerate. So do a car. It's built to do what? To accelerate, to go up to a certain speed, okay? Now, but you're not that car. Mm-hmm. You don't operate quite on that realm. Do you get the picture? You're going to have to do what? Do some focusing now. You're going to have to focus on what you want in order to do what? Be accelerating in it, huh? Your muscles and nerves going to have to do what? Come into contact with whatever is needed to operate, right? Come on now, think about it. Sometimes you got arthritis and you can't move so quick. Huh? And now you want to find a painkiller. You want to find some method that's going to help you move quick. Now, isn't that right? So, therefore, your mind now has turned to the fact that you want to get into the acceleration point two. This is what you want to do. You want, oh, God, you ain't heal me. Well, oh, God, why you ain't heal me? Oh, God, why this and why that? Well, now, he may want you to go through the process, you know, that you can thank God for what he's already done. If he never do it, you thank him anyway. You get there anyway. You see what I'm saying? So many times we don't. We want God to move right now, God, or I'm just giving it up. I'm throwing in the towel because you ain't moving now. You can't do that. You can't tell God how to operate. You see what I'm saying? He's operating fast now. Look at the storms, the hurricanes, the tsunamis, the, you know, earthquakes, the fires, the floods, and all types of things happening in the world, and it's doing it fast, you know, at a speed that you cannot even count. Look at the moon. Look at the stars. And he told you these things were going to fall. Okay, you can't even imagine that day of going to fall. All I can do is say to you, some nights look at the stars, look at the moon, look at how close they've come to the earth. All right, they come in that time that they're going to fall, as the Bible say. They said it also said the moon going to drip away with blood. I don't know how it's going to do it, but if it do, he got a way of doing it. You understand? And it ain't far. It ain't far away. Oh, my God, we are in such a speed dial. We got our phone on speed dial. Now we on speed dial. God is speeding up the things in the earth. For the 24th chapter of Matthew has already been speeded up, where there's tribulation and trials and all kind of things going on. The love of many gonna wax cold, and it has waxed cold, and you can't trust anybody, and people don't know who they are, whether they're a man or woman, and so they're twisting everything, and men marrying men and women marrying women, and it's happening everywhere you go. Every country has these same things going on. It ain't just one country, but it's just about every country in the state of the union is happening. People have lost their love for God. They have lost their love for the church. They have lost their love for all of this, and it's happening every day. People are wondering, what shall I do to help my church to come up, to have more people, or to have more this or that? You forgot the word say, he ain't coming back except there be a great falling away. The falling away is happening, and it's happening fast. The big churches is losing. The little churches is losing them. All over, people are leaving the church saying this ain't right and that ain't right. Picking out stuff, talking about that ain't right, and they don't know what's right or wrong, or they don't even know who they are. You see? And so it's happening on a fast pace right about now. And what can you do? You know, and I was reading through the Bible with some other things that was going on, and a lot of things was happening at a certain time, and we judge things like that. Now, think about, let me go and tell you one thing, one person, think about Jonah. Think about Jonah. Just think about Jonah. In I believe, the fourth chapter. Think about Jonah in the fourth chapter. First long story, if you look in the third chapter, you find out, after God delivered Jonah out of the fish's belly, after that, the Bible say it really takes 3 days to get to Nineveh. But the Bible said that Jonah did it in one. Huh? Why did he do it so fast? Huh? He didn't want God to do nothing else. He didn't want God to put him nowhere else. So he had to do what? Fast, quick, and in a hurry. Did you see? He had to get to where he was supposed to be in a hurry, because all the time that he spent in darkness, in bondage, all the time that he did not doing what God told him to be, do not obeying God, huh? He had to make up for it. Do you see? He made up for it. He went on to Nineveh to do what God called him to do in a short span of time. Now, what you got to do for God today, you better do it now, because you ain't got a whole lot of time no more. If you think, well, I'm not coming to Jesus until I get old and gray and all this, you could be gray already. You don't have to be old. You see what I'm saying? So if you say gray, he can make you do it now, okay? But you say that, but you may not make it to those points, you see, because time is winding up, and Jesus is doing what? Winding this thing down, and it's fast. It's coming to pass now. You best to get your life straight now. You best to do what you're going to do for God now. N-O-W, now, not tomorrow, not put it off to next year, not until you get 35, 45, 50, or whatever age you think that's going to be appropriate. Don't do it. Do it now, because tomorrow is not promised to you. some hurricane may come around and take your house and your cow and your horse and everything else around there. You see? But you wait, tell me, well, I'm going to wait till I get a certain amount of money, and then I'm going to, you know, I don't have to worry about the things of the world no more, so I can just come on in and go to church every week. No, you need to go every week now while you got a chance, while there is a church that you can say is a church, because they are turning too. They're turning away from God to do what? To get more people in. To accommodate, see, hear what I say, to accommodate the sinful nature of people. You see? So they are doing a spinoff on acceleration to do what? To increase their congregation and their money. You see what I'm saying? But a wind could come by and blow all of that congregation away and your money too. Do you get it? You'll get it in a minute. Praise God. But there is this spirit of acceleration that is in the world today. Do you hear what I'm saying? So it's time for you to do what? Make a change. Huh? See, Jonah had to make a change. He made the change. When he cried out to God in that fish's belly, when he realized he was awake to the fact that he was in a bad place. Can you do that today? Can you awake to the fact that you're in a bad place, a bad position, that if Jesus should call your name right now, you wouldn't make it? You done went through hell and high water, and it all was in vain, huh? And you miss heaven? Do you see? Do you get it? What happened with Jonah? What he did? After he get there and God saved the people, you know, and he got mad because God saved the people. When you read in the fourth chapter, you see where he got upset. He wished he was dead and all this stuff. Why? Because God saved somebody that you thought wasn't worth it. You can't tell God who's worth it to be saved. If they call on God and they call on Jesus to be saved and repent of their sin, Jesus will hear them from the sincere part of their heart. Do you get it? Oh, you don't get it. So what did God do for him in the fourth chapter? Huh? And the Bible says in the sixth verse, and the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was seemingly glad of the gourd. He was glad at first, right? But God, notice now, here go a but. God throw the but in. But God prepared a worm soon as you got glad now in your position. Now, before you mad because, you know, he saved the people. Now he gave you a little bit of comfort. You got a little, you happy. Oh, God, oh, you seen about me, you see about me. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. Huh? You had what? Comfort yourself all of a sudden. Did you deserve the comfort that you thought you had? But just like God saved them, as soon as you went and told them the word, and you happy now, you sad, now you're happy, God did what? He threw you a Mickey, didn't he? He prepared a worm. And the Bible said it came to pass when the sun did arise that God prepared a vehement east wind. Strong wind came. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah that he fainted. And wished in it, here he go wishing he was dead again, except to die. And said, it is better for me to die than to live. Listen. It don't take God long to do nothing. Did you see that? He made the worm. He made the gourd. He put it there for you. then he took it away to show you he is still God to do what he so choose to do when he choose to do it. See, he don't have to take all day and he don't have to take all year to do anything. It's at his pleasure when he decides to do it, or his will, we would say. My God, see, a wind can come up and blow it right on away. You see what I'm saying? And you think you got a lot of money and ain't nobody else got no money like me and I'm rich. Your riches can blow away just as fast as it came. Huh? Because I'm telling you, this is a spirit of acceleration in the land. Speed. Don't try to think that you are in so much safety that nothing can happen. Just you can blink your eye and it can all be over. Hmm? You know, like the witch reality show, the witch. The witch was on there. Samantha the witch. Oh. Blinking her eye. Hmm? Well, now it can go away just like that. See? It can go away just like that. Now, God told him again, "Thou doest thy well to be angry for the gourd." Now, he was angry for the gourd, right? All right? And he said, "I do well to be angry, even unto death." Then said the Lord, "Thou hast had pity on the gourd, for the which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow." You ain't had nothing to do with what grows. I did that. You didn't have nothing to do with it. See, our problem is we want to put ourselves in the place of God and try to, well, I made this. I made this money. I'm so glad that God got it where that you can't say, well, I'm the one made you. That means you getting the credit and God's not. Hmm? Hello? Now, just as quick as you can say that, it can be done away with. You remember the Beatles and all them, a lot of them celebrities be saying about, oh, they ain't no God, I did this myself and all this, and they didn't believe in God and everything, and they soon was gone, wasn't it? Huh? God let them know who he is. Hello? And he'll let you know who he is. Hmm. Now, you ain't made it grow. Which came up in the night and perished in the night. It, God take whatever time he needs to do whatever he's needed to be done to let you see that he's still God and he's sitting on his throne, huh? And he knows what's going on, be it in your Nineveh, in whatever state you're in. You could be in the belly of a fish. You could be in the belly of a snake if you want to. But I'm here to tell you, it's God that made whatever you're into. He made it. And when you got in it, he made it for you to get in, and then he make a way for you to get out. And it won't even hurt you, you see. But do you appreciate it? You could be like Jonah, not appreciate it. Hmm? But I like what God said. I got to tell you what God said about it. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and also much cattle, huh? Now, all of this was there. And here, they can't, God said, they don't even know the left hand or the right hand. They can't discern between the right or the left what to do. You mean I can't save them? You going to get angry because I saved them? Would you be angry because God go on death row and save somebody you thought that he should have killed them because they killed your loved one or something? Huh? He is compassionate, he's merciful, long-suffering. If they repent of the sin, truly repent of the sin, God can save them, the worst of sinners, or criminals. But if they don't repent, now that's totally different, right? They have paid for whatever sin they do. They ain't had no easy life because God didn't let them have no easy life. because of what they did. Do you get it? Mm-hmm. You ain't see that. Amen. So we so busy want to put people down because of this, because of what we think. Hmm? In the first place, who told you to think? Hmm? You should not be trying to think unless God gave you these thoughts to think in. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, there's three things that move God: faith, trust, and obedience. These are the things that move God. These are the things that he will operate in. And in your life, you can get something done if you walk in by faith and you trust in him and you obey whatever he tells you to do or how he tells you to do it. Hmm? Let me tell you. Sometimes you just don't understand what he's doing. When he put a great wind that came in, when Peter walked out there on the sea, on the ocean, huh? What happened? He was walking good. All of a sudden, huh? All of a sudden, whoom! Here's this great wind come up and to do what? To try him. Now, long as everything is peaceful and all, you happy. You all right. But when the winds start to blowing fiercely, you begin to discontent. You argue with God. You mad with him and everything else. And, like, he still ain't God. But he says he's God in the midst of the storm. Do you get the picture? He's there right on. Do you get it? God, when everything is gone in your life, you done lost every dime you have. Oh, you ain't got another penny in the bank. You ain't got no money stashed under the mattress. You ain't got nothing. You don't even have a car to ride in. You ain't got a friend to drive you no place. See? Now you're standing depending on God. Huh? Is your faith still there? Huh? Are you going to trust him for what you don't see? Hmm? I don't see no way. Somebody tell you, well, just trust God, believe God. I don't see that. I can't see that. How do I know God is real? Well, you're still alive, ain't you?
Come on now.
Hmm? You didn't stay alive by yourself?
Come on now.
Huh? Now, you say, Lord, you say you was going to do it suddenly. Now, suddenly is something you can divide in a lot of faith ways, you understand? God suddenly or your suddenly? Huh? Your suddenly is I got to have it right now because I want relief now. Hmm? See, you done listened to too many commercials. Oh, what a relief it is. When you take one of these Tums or something, you know. See, you fall in that commercial. See? But God is saying to you, when I feel that you're ready for release, I will release unto you. My suddenly and your suddenly is not the same. But did I not tell you that one day is as a thousand? Did he not say that? Hmm? One day could be a thousand a day, 1,000 years, see, unto God. And it wasn't but one day to you, and you went through all this trouble. Huh? Doctor gave you up, told you there ain't no hope for you. Mm-hmm. And you believed it because it didn't happen suddenly. It didn't happen right away. Now, how do you have it happen suddenly? You remember the woman with the issue of blood, hmm? She, 12 years, she done suffered 12 years already, huh? Now, she going to the last resort. I don't know if I want to trust this man, but I hear so much about him, I'm going. She pushed on through till she got there. And she couldn't reach his hand. She couldn't talk to him anything. All the things she was available to was the hem of his garment. So she just put that faith at work, because faith was already working in her for her to push through the crowd.
Come on now.
So she reached out for the last strength she had to touch just the hem that was peeping out through these other people's feet and everything. She touched the hem of the garment, and boom, finally somehow, the Bible say immediately, immediately. See, what touched Christ? The faith. Because he didn't know who touched me. He turned around and said, who touched me? Who touched me? See, can your faith reach out and touch him today when you're going through? Huh? You want God to move right now. The doctor said it. I want to be healed today so the doctor can look in amazement. You want to try to make your own testimony, don't you?
My God.
See, I know a lot of people want to make a testimony. This going to be my testimony. So you're going to try to manipulate and engineer how God's supposed to work. Then you're going to go tell people a lie. Oh, you know God healed me because I told him that he got to heal me right now. And this is what you're telling people. Now, how you think God going to do when you start lying?
Ooh.
Huh? This woman didn't have to, the woman with issue of blood didn't have to lie. After she touched it, he asked who touched me, and he was looking for her. And she just admitted, it was I. See, it was I. And what she did. Okay, what she did, huh? She gave up. She said, it's I. And he said, daughter, that faith is made thee whole. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Dungey. Diane Dungey's on the phone. We're going to let you go ahead, Pastor.
Good morning. Good morning, Apostle Diane and the radio people out there. How's everybody doing? God is so faithful. Apostle, this is an awesome, awesome topic you're talking about this morning. Me, myself, I've been asking God, why does it seem like time is going so fast? I said, is it something in this world that's going on or what? And I'm listening to you, and then the Lord showed me that God doesn't obey time. That time obeys God. And he showed me a picture. He showed me a picture of a zipper. You know how sometimes when we try so fast to zip our jacket up and one part be down there longer than the other and we can't pull the zipper up?
Yes.
God says that acceleration is all about acceleration is all about alignment. God is trying to align things in his world. He's trying to align things in his people. That's why when God gives us something to do, we have to do it immediately. We have to do it while the anointing is flowing. We have to go forth and do exactly what God wants us to do, because if we don't, it's going to be out of alignment. It's going to be out of season, and it's not going to work. God
That's
is
right.
feeding up because, like, Jesus is, it's, you know, I've been hearing forever, ever since I was little, the time is winding up. And I've been wondering, what does that mean? God is trying to speed up this thing because he's in a hurry to spend time with us. But we got to be in place. We got to hear from God. We got to get out there and get these people. There's people out there that has no hope. They don't know what's going on. They don't have any answers. God is giving us his answers so that we can go out there and give the answer to these people, so we all can get together up there with him in glory. He is speeding things up. And so we got to be on point. We have to have our ears and eyes open. We have to have our spirit man open to receive from God. God ain't playing with us. And if we don't get in place and do what he's supposed to do, he's going to put somebody else in that place. You know, the word says that he'll use a donkey if he wants to. So God said, it's time for us to get in place. It's time for us to get in alignment with his word, not our word, not how we think something's supposed to be, like he was saying, Apostle. It's all about God. So God is saying, obey his time, because with God, he said he can do things in the blink of an eye, like you said. And it's already done. And he will do that. Before we can even pray and ask God for something, sometimes it's already coming through the door. Sometimes the answer is already there. That's how fast God is working right now. And he can work fast in all of our lives if we get in alignment with him. If we don't, mm-hmm. we're going to throw somebody else off track. So I'm just saying, let's not be that zipper that's caught up in on alignment. Let's be that zipper that it line the thing up at the bottom. Put that little the left side down there and the other side so that it can just come up real smooth and nice. That's all I got to say, Apostle.
But praise God. I thank God for you and what you said because, you know, I hate a zipper that does that. Praise God. Oh, you got to pull it apart and to try to start it over at the bottom. If that don't work, you cut it so it can get it. There's always something we trying to do to make that zipper line up right. Oh, my God. Thank God for our own I'm calling her our own. Our own pastor's a dungeon. We can't thank God for it. You know, all of that is the meaning of all of that is we do what? We begin to accelerate into a kingdom mentality. That's all it is. When we line up with the word of God, God has a way of pushing us. God has a way of pushing us where we should be at, you know, when we're walking upright before him. And I thank God for that because we are in control of that zipper. We are in control of that zipper. He give us control over it, you know. He said, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. When it come out of line, now listen here. Somebody, somewhere, going to help you line up, you know. And if it's name, the name Dungy, going to help you line up. It's name Bonds, it's going to help you line up. Somebody, somewhere God has for to help you come in line, you see, and all. Many times we don't want to hear them, see. We don't want to be healed immediately. We want who we want to be heal us. I'm waiting for, now ain't nothing wrong with these people. Don't know, go around, say I said it. But you going to go say, I want Benny Hinn to lay hands on me, and I know I'll be healed then. I seen a lady do that. They took her to Benny Hinn. She didn't get healed. She died. Okay? Now I say, now you got prayer warriors all around you. You done raised up in your church. How come you just got to have him? Did you ask God about that? You could have been still walking around if you'd have got one of them prayer warriors who was well able. You done trained them to be prayer warriors. Now, how come you don't want to depend on them? You don't ask them for prayer? I don't understand that. You know, I still don't get that. All right. Did God tell me to go over there? No. You say he's a great healer. Yeah. But he don't have to be the one to be the instrument of your healing. You, God said, go to Katy, Texas and get Diane Dungy. Who is Diane Dungy? Well, just find out and go and get healed. You know, things like that. God do things outside of what we think. And I'm so glad about it. I'm so happy that he does that because he's working fast in my life right now. It ain't fast because I've been here a long time. You know, but right now, for the right now, it's fast, okay? He's doing what he said he was going to do in the suddenness, you know, in the now he's doing it. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad he's using people in my life, even the ones that is mad, even the ones that don't like you. He's using them too, you know, and I thank God for it. You know, aren't you thanking God for that? I know I am. Bless God. God is good to me. You all, let me tell you, you heard that great woman of God on that phone just now? Oh, you got to be here. You got to be here. You got to be with us, the glory carriers. Oh, you got to be on January the 20th. You must, it's a must, to hear this great woman of God. My God, she's just a wonderful woman of God. You need to be there at the Holiday Inn Express on 3601 West Burley Boulevard in Tavares, Florida, 32778. I give you the zip so you can, if you're driving, you can find out how. If not, you can call Sister Diane. You can call Sister Diane, and you call her for information. She good at telling you how to get wherever you coming from. Don't care if you coming from cross country. She could tell you how she used to drive a 18-wheeler truck. So she used to drive it cross country. She knows the roads. So call her at 407-406-1112. And ask for information if you want to know. You're getting off a train, plane, whatever you coming in. You got somebody pushing you down there with a wheelbarrow. You can still find your way. We're going to have a glorious time. This Shekinah glory will be present. You say, how do you know? We trust in God. Hello. We trust in God. Oh, yes, because it's God who put this service on. We didn't do it. We don't have nothing to do with it. It's God that named it. Praise God. So if it's God, we going with God. Woo, because now we have the kingdom mentality. The kingdom shall come. Is that right? Thy kingdom shall come. Did you hear what I'm saying? And it's coming in us. Woo, hallelujah. I better quit. Praise God. And hi, praise God. We got Pastor Sharon here. Sharon, Pastor Sharon, do you want to have something to say, too? Come on, say something, too.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word that came forth thus far. It was awesome word about the acceleration. And I tell you, since 2018 came in, God has things that, I mean, 1 minute, like you make the petition, the next second, it manifests itself. He's moving by his power. And he's letting you know how awesome he is, how great he is. I tell you, I mean, I rejoice when God is moving for someone else. And when I know that the person back was against the wall and they just did not know what to do, how God came in. And he created that miracle. I tell you, God has been doing some awesome miracle working, awesome doors opening, healing, deliverance. I thank God for 2018 because he proved, he manifesting and showing us that he is God and there is none other but him. And he's moving quick, I tell you, because, I mean, God will let you know, like today you may be in a situation of you don't know how you're going to do this. How are you going to handle this? How are you going to handle the budget? How are you going to pay the light bill? How are you going to do this? How are you this, how that? And tomorrow you can wake up and it's already worked out. He has created that miracle just for you. And I'm reminded, I mean, I was so encouraged since this 2018 walked in that how God has been moving really quick. They didn't know how they're going to pay this thing. And I mean some big money, but God manifested just for them. And you know what? It will appear to be what? Quickly, suddenly. But you know what? We plant your seed in 2017. He promised you the harvest in 2018. And I'm reminded of what the word, Jeremiah, the 11th chapter, the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying. And what is the word of the Lord coming to you for 2018? What is the word saying to you today? Arise and shine, give God the glory, or is he telling you, make haste like Jonah? You missed the mark in 2017. Take speed, grab a hold of your garment, grab a hold of everything, and run forward. What is he telling you to do? Is he letting you know that I already called you, I already ordained you, I already pushed you, I'm already opened doors for you? What are you going to do? Are you going to walk into what he has said for you? The word quick means moving fast or doing something in a short time, prompt to understand, to think or learn. Now is not the time to say, I don't get it, I don't understand. What are you saying? Can you rewind it, repeat it? Why? Because God is moving right now. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding comes from him. So he's going to give you that quick understanding. He's going to give you that quickness to learn what it is he's saying. He's giving you that quickness to hear his voice and for you to move right into what he's saying. Why? Into purpose, into destiny today. And according to Hebrews 4, the 12th chapter says, for the word of God is quick
and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You say, why we do this scripture? It said it's quick now. When God speak the word, it is already done. Why he speak the word, let there be light, it already was light. Because when he spoke the thing into the atmosphere, it appeared right away. So remember today, when you speak, it's already done. God already promised you a lot of things for over your lifetime. It's already done. It's already there in the spiritual realm waiting for you and I to walk into the manifestation in this plane, knowing that God is doing what he has promise you. He has promised us so many things. And to this 2018, things are being manifested in your life. Healing is being manifested. Your unsaved loved one being saved this year. Whatever it is today, you grab a hold of the word of God. Oh, it's time to rise and shine. Don't allow the spirit of depression and oppression to take a hold of you. But grab onto the word of God. Know that is word is quick today. Remember, speak the word. Speak life over your situation. Speak life over your situation today, because he's doing a quick work even in you right now. Go back to the word. Go back to the word. You may say, the woman of God was talking about that instant grits, you know, that instant oatmeal. But I like the old-fashioned oatmeal. To me, it tastes better than that quick 1 minute oatmeal. Why? Because something about the grain, it looks like oatmeal, it may taste like oatmeal, but you can tell it's not the original. It's something that is a byproduct of the original. So let's go back to the word of God. Go back to what the word of God say. Let that be your foundation today. And remember what Hebrews the 4th chapter verse 12 says. The word of God is quick, it's powerful, and it's sharper. Why? It can cut through anything. It can do anything it set out to do, and than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Now, can God do it? Yes, he can. Can he turn it around? Yes, he can. He can make your enemy your footstool, but he tell us to do. Bless them. See, a lot of people say, well, you do evil, I do evil. No, no, no. Bless them. Bless them that persecute you. Bless them that say all manner of evil against you. Why? Because when you bless them, you allow God to move on your behalf, and know that it's already done in the atmosphere. Know that God has already worked it out just for you. And know that the word can hit the joint. Now, you know we need x-ray, right? To hit, look through the joint, right? But God don't need no x-ray. Why? Because his word is an x-ray. It can go right through and heal that bone right now. He can turn that cancer cell into normal cell. He can do anything but fail. And remember, he's a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. You can't fool God today. Come on now. Why? You can't even fool him. You know, like Ananias and Sapphira, they busy saying, well, we gave all that we have. But you know what? That the Holy Spirit manifests quickly and say, let them know, show them, expose them that what? No, they did not give you everything like they pretended. Why? He did it quickly. So today, know that God is moving quickly. So be careful what you say and be careful what you do, because God has true men and women of God that the cover is being pulled. Why are you busy speaking and saying, I did and I did? He pulling the cover and saying, no, they didn't. So recognize today that God's word is powerful. And remember, acceleration, acceleration. No one likes to be behind someone driving on the road that is me and Mrs. Daisy, right? We all want to do what? Press the gas. We all want to do what? Accelerate. We want to go where? In a fast speed now. And some of us speed so much that we'll break the law, every law that is governmental law right here. But you know what? It's okay to accelerate when it comes to the things of God. Let go, let God manifest his word in you today, knowing that he's able to do it, knowing that his word is true. Now, I like to drive fast too, but I'll stay in my speed limit. Why? Because he tells me to obey the law of the land, right? And if we break that law, that's a nice ticket, right, which you can use as a seed offering. Let's be real about it now. Oh, my God. You can't say the blood of Jesus. You better pray it. I say, hallelujah. Say, do something real quick, right? Say, God, I need divine favor today. Why? Because I need some favor, because you're looking at the dollar signs and you say, God, that don't even make sense. I could at least use that to pay a bill or do something else besides paying for this violation that I do in the natural realm. So remember today, while you're accelerating, remember to put God first in everything. Remember, his word is true. His word is true. Know that you are a mighty warrior. Know that you are more than a conqueror today. Know that he is the God that supplies all your needs today. You may be in a place that you just don't know what to do today. Remember, God done it for you before. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Remember, is what you speak out of your mouth today. It's your mindset. Remember now, things can change quickly. Things can change quickly. Things can change quickly. You may be saying, I'm poor today, but in the next couple of hours or the next day or the next week, you can be a millionaire. Know that. Why? Because it's your time, it's your season to be blessed. God can touch someone's heart to have mercy or give you divine favor or give you witty ideas. Whatever it is you're expecting from him, hold on to that word today, knowing that he's able to do all things. Sarah had to hold on to the word. Abraham had to hold on to the word, right? It may not came quick in their eyesight, but it was quick enough. Why? Because it was time in God's season, in his timing, that it everything come into alignment or be come into fruition. So remember today, not my will, Lord, but thy will be done, God. Not what I think should happen, God, but what you say. Because I tell you, there's a praise report that it let me know that when a woman of God said forth the word and God sent a confirmation to let the person know, oh, yeah, it is my will for you to do this and do that. I get so excited. Why? Because he is a right on time God. So today, be blessed and know that according to Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 27, it says, for as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shine it even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Remember now, in the natural, we see the lightning in the sky, right? We don't even know where it's coming from. But you know what? We see it. It flash, and it flash real quick, right? And sometimes we can't even get into a place of safety. So it lets you know when God is doing things. It may be a blessing. It may be a storm. It may be whatever it is in your life. It comes upon you suddenly or quickly, and you just don't know what to do. Remember, God is still in control. You got to stand on the word of God. Not my will, but thy will be done. Remember, the word according to Jeremiah, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, what is the word coming to you today? Stand on the word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 We thank the Lord for that word coming from Pastor Barnes. Bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God is good. God is real good, isn't he? My God. Why don't you call me? Let me know how you feel about acceleration, the spirit of acceleration. How is it affecting your life? How is it affecting your life? Have you given your life to the Lord?
Have you given your life to the Lord? Do you want to?
Well, you have a chance. You know, now is the chance for you to do that. You can do it right now. Come to the Lord. Just repent of your sin. And don't try to hide your sin now. Just
repent, tell God all about it. You ain't got to tell me everything you do. I don't need to know everything you do. Okay, praise God. But God need to know that you are sorry about it. So talk to him, and we'll be your witness, huh? We agree with you, all right, to make sure that you have taken the right steps. And after then, you're going to have to find you a church. I know they tell you you ain't got to go to church, but you don't know. Everything you hear see on TV and everything is not going to help you grow in grace, okay? Some of it is just junk. And y'all like to look at them reality shows, you know, low rating the church, putting the church down. That ain't going to help you grow nowhere. If anything, you're going to stay out of church more, okay? So what I want you to do, I want to see some growth. I love it. You know, like, think about it. I was thinking about when Jesus was feeding that multitude, you know, and all, and they didn't have anything. They didn't have no grocery store. They didn't have these Krugers and A&Ps and all these grocery stores you know about, and Winn-Dixie's and all them stores. You know, they didn't have any of those stores. But there was one little boy, you know, that had some food, had his lunch. Now, I ain't say he was carrying no groceries for everybody. He had his lunch, you know. And God is so good. He's so good. He'll take care of you. He'll see about you. Why wouldn't you want to, with the way things are going in the economy today, don't you want a God that's going to take care of you? He cares about your food, what you eat. Don't you want a God that takes care of all those little things that you need in this life to live? Don't you want a God to help you in that way? Now listen, he's a God of the economy, huh? He is the God of the economy, and he does what? He accelerates the economy. Mm-hmm. Now remember when he told Peter to go fishing? And the first fish you find, he could have thrown the fish back and got the second fish. But he said the first fish you find, he gave him instructions. The first fish you find, you get him and open his mouth. You're going to find what you need in his mouth. Huh? So you see how he takes care of the economy part of your life? Huh? The economical part of your life? He can do that. All right? But you're going to have to give up to him for him to take care of it, that you can see some supernatural thing taking place in your life. Don't you want that too? Come on now, you ought to call in 347-857-3925. You should call in and talk. Let's talk about it. You know, I don't mind. We can talk about it, you know. And listen here, I don't have to agree to everything, and you don't have to agree to everything, do you? But we can come in agreement of one thing, that we won't fight. And we won't fall out over these things. Praise God. But think about it. If he took those loaves of bread that he had, and them fish that the young man had, and afterward he filled up baskets, and they don't know how them baskets got filled that quick. See? It accelerated. Those fish and loaves accelerated. It began to grow at a phenomenal speed, you see. See, God, that's what he did with Jonah about that gourd, huh? It don't take a process. His process is totally different from ours, you see. God can do instantaneous healings. He can do instantaneous giving you bread, money. Money can appear somewhere. My first pastor taught me that years ago. The first pastor I had right after I got saved, and you know, first I didn't believe it, but you know, after a while, knowing my pastor, I believed it. Her husband left her with 7 children, and she had to feed them, and they were little stair steps. And she was saying, "Lord," I said, "they need some food. I ain't got no food." She said, "Lord, my children need some food, and I ain't got no food to feed them. They just are crying." And she said, "God said, go look under the bed. There's a pocketbook under there, you know." And so she going, "What? The pocketbook under my bed?" And she went in there. There's this pocketbook under the bed, and he told her to look in the pocketbook.
And she looked in the pocketbook. She didn't see nothing. She turned it inside out, didn't see anything. And so she put it down, said, well, that must not be God. He say, I told you to look in the purse. And so he got the purse. He say, tear open the side. Okay. She forgot she had bought that from a thrift store. Okay, the pocketbook. And she tore open the side, and there was all the money she need was in the side of the purse. Now, you tell me that's a quick answer, ain't it? To feed your children, to give you something. You got rent and money to feed them. I tell you, the church went up because we were so happy. When she testified that, I said, Lord, have mercy. Let me get there. I want to get to that point in God that when I call him, he said he'll answer, and he do answer. Did you hear what I'm saying? He will answer what? Suddenly. He will answer quickly. He will answer speedily because Jeremiah told you, say, he will hasten to perform his word. His word now, not yours. Not yours. Your word don't count for too much. Not too much except it's grace with money. Your word, his word, have to match. And when it do, and it goes to his ears. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Can you see the miracle? Can you see the supernatural happening? Y'all need to call me about your supernatural. What has happened to you supernaturally? I know something happened to some of y'all supernaturally. God has moved for you. And you know what? You ain't paid too much attention to it, too, did you? But think about it, huh? And you need to call this number, 347-857-3925, and tell me about your supernatural miracle that happened to you. You needed God to move, and he did, be it in your health or in your pocketbook or your bill or whatever. You know, I know he did something for somebody, and now it's your time to talk about it. Hallelujah. We have ears to listen to what God has done, because I love to hear what God do for other people. You know, I love it because that encouraged me that when I get in that position or something like that, that he'll work for me. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I just love to talk, to hear testimonies. Oh, my God, I love it to hear those good testimonies, praise reports. I know you don't want me to say testimony. You want me to say praise reports. Okay, praise reports. Any way you want to put it, I just want you to tell us about it today. We're just trying to wait for you to call. That's all. Wait for you to call and let us know what is going on in your life. Now, if you don't want to, I tell you something. God is always moving some way or another, huh? Because God, he will change your very principle of growth. That's what he does. He will change it. Have you ever thought about it? How, when you eat corn, you buy a corn or a can of corn, or you get a kernel of corn, and you're going to have you some roasted, baked, boiled corn, or however you cook it. And you see all those kernels on that corn? Now you get a stalk, and on that stalk, what is happening? You have more than one stalk, one husk of corn, however you say it. You got more than one on there, don't you?
Yep.
You may have about 3 or 4, 5 pending on its growth. But what happened when you takes that, you know, all the outside off? Inside, you got a whole lot. You got enough to make you full, don't you? Because what? He is a Lord of multiplication. I like that. I love multiplication. Do you like subtraction? No. I like multiplication. I like it when he multiplies my increase. And when he does it, I plant a seed. And look at all that corn that grow. I plant a seed. Look at all those tomatoes that come up on that one vine. You see how he increases? He increases. And you say, well, I'm going to put some quick grow on it. You know you do that. They got this some kind of fertilizer they go on. It may kill you, but you want to put some quick grow. They put your chickens up with quick grow.
huh? So the chicken can grow faster so they can kill them so we can eat them. See? And we don't think about what it does to us with the quick growth. Let it grow at its natural pace. This is what it should be doing, okay? But we don't do that, all right? We look for it because we want it now, all right? We want a whole lot of it now, okay? Well, listen, I'm so glad that there's this principle. I am so glad there is this principle, praise God. Hallelujah. I am so glad that it's there of growth. Mm-hmm. There's a process, huh? Of harvest and growth. There's a harvest. There's a process. Diane trying to pray for me, people. And he by the process of seed planting, and then there's the time that it takes to produce, right? And I heard Pastor Dungey stuff talk about time. God has no time. He is time. Mm-hmm. He is time. And whatever's come by it is he's governed it. He's had it to be so. It is the principle of a thing. Of life is time. Time. And you know what he want to? Time spent with him. Hmm? Yes, you want these suddenlies? You want God to move right away? Huh? Well, what time have you given him? Hmm? You don't spend no time with him. You don't talk to him. Hmm? You talk to everybody but God. You even down there talking to Madam Zuzu on the corner. Huh? You're going to spend your money and time with her. But him, God, you don't even want to plant seed? Mm-hmm. Yes, plant seed. You know, we ask you to send a donation. You know, some have sent and you haven't, though. But you haven't sent that donation. We're waiting for you. Come on. Huh? Your home church is where your tithes. Now, if you ain't got a home church, you don't go to no church, you can send your tithes to us right here. We will certainly take them. Yes, because we do need to do some things we're getting together to do for the Lord. You can do it at Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, APOPKA, Florida, 32704 is the zip. So send it. You know, some people are sending it from a long distance, a good ways they're sending it. And I thank God for those that are sending it because it's a great help for all that we intend to do. Also, we'll give you a rundown on the vision at a later date of something else we intend to do also that we need your help with. I don't ask for help that much because I know God's going to make a way, but he said to ask the people also to help. Don't be a lone ranger. So I'm not being a lone ranger. And I thank God for it. And I know we're going to bring Sister Diane. She keep trying not to say anything, but today she's going to take us on out.
Praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. And the word today was accelerate in the atmosphere and hasten. Oh, Lord, hasten the word to perform it as God say he would. And it's so true. You know, testimony, whatever you want to say, it's my testimony. You know, when you pray and you ask God, I did not know that he was going to answer my prayer, accelerate that answer, and he did. You know, and I was just praying in a matter of hours. Pastor Sharon said it can be hours, it can be a day, it can be a week. He answered my prayer in the matter of hours. The day didn't go out. 24 hours did not go out when he answered my prayer. And when you're praying and you sincerely praying to God, seeking answers, asking questions, he will answer your prayer. And he knows how desperately I wanted that answer. And he gave it to me. So you know what? That even make me trust God even more. I don't care what nobody say. Oh, there ain't no God. And he can't do this and he can't do that. If he was able to speak that into existence, who are we? Like I said yesterday, we are just little G's. But you know what? He gave us that creative ability within us for us to speak that word. And when you speak life into the atmosphere. You send forth that sound into the atmosphere. That way, the atmosphere is able to create that what you said. I tell you today, if you do not know God and know how awesome he is, listen to some people's testimony. That testimony can help you through. Speak that word. Set that sound out into the atmosphere. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. I thank God for each and every one of you that listen continually on the broadcast. I thank you all for blessing the woman of God. Know that when you bless her, God in turn bless you. So do it today with a cheerful heart. No donation is too small or too great. Again, you can send your donations to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228. Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or you can go to our website itself and hit that donate button and go ahead. You can do that monthly donation or you can do that one-time donation at LogianInternationalMinistries.com. And that's LOGION. International Ministries, that's all one word, .com, and hit that donate button. I tell you, it will be a blessing not only to her, but also a blessing to you. And you heard Apostle talked about it, so I'm reminding you again, so make sure lock it into your phone, because, you know, we have the calendars on our phones, you know, reminders. Just go ahead and lock in the carriers of the glory with the glory carriers. Because you know what? God will be manifesting his glory in the house. And that's on January 20th, 2018. That's January 20th, 2018 at 10 a.m. sharp at the Holiday Inn Express, 3601 West Burleigh Boulevard. And Burleigh is spelled B-U-R-L-E-I-G-H Boulevard in Tavares, Florida. So lock that date in. Come expecting and know that God is going to move. We have Pastor Diana Dungy all the way from Katy, Texas. We have Maggie Paul from Titusville, Florida, and B. Benjamin from Eustis, Florida. And you know our host is none other than Apostle Porter. So come on out expecting. I tell you, look for that mighty move of God in your life. Tell it to a friend. Share it. So you know what? Go ahead. Book your plane ticket, your train ticket, your bus ticket, or get together with a group of people and rent a bus and come on up and have a joyful time. So, oh, yeah, also tomorrow night we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down, pray one for another, hold this function in prayer, hold each and every speaker in prayer that God use them in a mighty way. You can pray for your lost loved ones. your unsaved loved ones, and that calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let's continue to keep one another in prayer. Keep the nation, keep your family, keep your neighborhoods. I tell you, prayer changes things. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
worrying
how the story is,
when I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing,
when I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Yeah, let God.